Welcome to another broadcast of the Pamela Folan Show on the Artist First Radio Network. All past shows are available in podcast form. Pick them up at artistfirst.com. She's the author of 9 books, a cat and dog expert, and the host of this broadcast. Live from Texas, USA, it's Pamela Folan.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I'm excited to introduce my guests to you, and I'm excited to have everyone here with me, whether you're listening live or on the archive. Let me tell you a little bit about myself before we get going. Again, I'm Pamela Folan. I grew up in Plano, Texas, and have been an animal lover all my life. I have since incorporated my love of animals into my book writing and now have 2 different book series out based upon my real-life pets. One of them is a picture book series called Sunny the Wonder Dog, based on my real-life Shih Tzu that was so smart I had to come up with a creative way of explaining his intelligence. Had to be he was an alien from outer space disguised as a Shih Tzu dog. And so that's what Sunny the Wonder Dog is all about. The alien Sunny is disguised as a Shih Tzu and comes to Earth and has to figure out how to keep his cover and adapt to being a dog on Earth. And he finds all the things that dogs do of eating out of a food dish and walking on a leash and only saying woof, just really, really unusual and strange. But it's a fun picture book series that's been a lot of fun to work with. And my other series is Megan's World, and that's a middle grade chapter book series based upon the experience I had almost 8 years ago now. I got to find a day-old litter of kittens and bottle raise them. And they're going to be 8 years old next month, and I still have all 4 of them because I fell in love with them. But it was such an incredible experience that I decided to write a book series teaching young readers about the true responsibility it takes to own a pet. So that's what 13-year-old Megan does in the first book. She finds the abandoned Lyric kittens like I did, bottle raises them, learns about pet care and responsibility, and then starts working with a local veterinarian and expanding her pet sitting and pet care knowledge as the book series progresses. So you can find out more about me and my books on my website, PamelaFolan.com. But let's get to tonight's guest. I'm really excited to have a fellow author on the show with me tonight. I'd like you to welcome Joanne Wagner, the author of the Sir Pickleworth Adventure Series. How are you doing tonight, Joanne?
I'm doing wonderful, Pamela. Thank you so much for inviting me onto your show. I'm happy to be here. And I enjoyed hearing about your love of pets because I'm a pet lover also.
All right.
And, so I certainly like to interact with other pet lovers. So again, thank you for having me, and I'm looking forward to this interview with you.
You're welcome. Yeah. So let's tell. Can you tell everyone a little bit about the Sir Pickleworth books?
Okay, I will do that. Well, Sir Pickleworth is a little royal pig. His mom and dad are a duke and duchess, and he is English, hence the Sir Pickleworth. And they are a series of 8 books now, and Sir Pickleworth travels around the world, going to different countries and having fun adventures with kids, and just doing, Sir Pickleworth's only 5 years old, and so we all know 5-year-olds don't always follow the rules. So Pickleworth gets himself into some pickles once in a while, but he always manages to get himself out, and he's a good-hearted pig. Okay, so my books are for children between the ages of 5 and 10, I say, but they are illustrated chapter books, so kids younger love to look at the pictures. My illustrator is awesome, and the illustrations on my books are fabulous, and younger kids, can almost, if they can't read, they can look at the pictures and make a story up themselves just from the pictures. And like I said, these are chapter books. Each book is about 80 pages long with a picture on every single page. So kids have a lot to look at. And again, they can make up their own stories, which they love to do.
So oh, how cute.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very
have
much.
Have you used the same illustrator for all those books?
Yes, all the books are from, and his name is David Darchicourt, and he lives up in, well, he was in Maryland. I think he moved to Pennsylvania now. And I met him, well, I've actually met him in person, even though he's across the country, because I'm in Dallas, Texas. And I met him through, I think it's changed. It used to be, Upworks, I think it's called now. And I was looking through his portfolio, which I looked through hundreds of portfolios, trying to find somebody who drew what I had in my head that Sir Pigglesworth should be. It was my vision of what Sir Pigglesworth should be. And I just called him up one day and introduced myself, told him all about my book. I sent him the manuscript of my first book. And he picked it up and ran with it. He loved Sir Pigglesworth. And he had the absolute best time working with him. So we went up to Washington, D.C., my husband and I, for a conference one time. And he drove in from Maryland to meet us. So we had a wonderful time with him. He's a really great guy.
Oh, that's great. And Sir Pigglesworth, he has drawn, is just so cute. I want to hug Sir Pigglesworth. So what is the inspiration behind Sir Pigglesworth? Was it a stuffed animal or something that inspired you to create this character?
Yes, exactly. You almost hit it on the head. Sir Pigglesworth started out, he's a squeeze pig. And back in May of 2014, my pastor passed the pig out in church to everybody and asked us if we would take the pig around for the summer and take pictures and put them online so people can see, places that we visited over the summer. So I picked up Sir Pigglesworth and off I went. Everywhere I went, I took Pigglesworth with me. And I first named him Mr. Pigglesworth. And then one day I was just sitting there looking at him and decided he looked like royalty. And I was going to have the queen knight him. So he became Sir Pigglesworth. And so through that, I was posting pictures on Facebook and everywhere I took him. And then I started saying little comments to go with it. Like I put him in the pool and he wouldn't stay straight. He's top heavy and he kept flipping upside down. So I said, Sir Pigglesworth is practicing his backstroke. And little things like that. And people were telling me, my kids love following Sir Pigglesworth around here. They always want to know what he's doing. He's always doing fun things. And slowly but surely, it got into my head, kids are really liking this. And I think maybe I need to write a book. I never in my life thought I could write a book, ever. I'm a voracious reader, but never thought I could write. And just started doing it. And, I would pray about it. And God just guided me, and next thing you know, I wrote a book. I could hardly believe it myself that I was a published author.
That's fantastic. Congratulations on your series. It's a great series.
Well, thank you very much.
I was going to say, did Sir Pigglesworth go to the first, in the first book, did he go to the first place that you took him when you first got him from the pastor, or did you change it up?
No, I changed it up. In the first book, Sir Pigglesworth is in London, and he's in Dallas. And, of course, I'm in Dallas, but I had been to London several years before that. And so I only took him around Texas everywhere, like to San Antonio. We went down to Houston. We went to Galveston. And that's when I started putting pictures of him. So, again, I never thought that this would turn into a book and even less a series. My first book, I thought, when I did the first one, I knew I had to continue on because it's a trilogy, book one, two, and three, and I thought I was going to stop at three. But, it was going so well, and I just was encouraged to keep on writing. So there it was.
Is each of the books, like, is it a set of three then that each book series goes in for the eight books that you have out currently? Is 4, 5, and 6 a trilogy as well?
No, they're not. Just book 1, 2, and 3 is a trilogy. After that, well, book 4 is Sir Pigglesworth's Adventures in Pigonia. Now, you never heard of Pigonia. It's a made-up place. I made it up in my head. And that is Sir Pigglesworth's backstory. It tells you where he was born, what his first name is, because I never mention it in any book but book 4. That's the only one where you're going to find out what Sir Pigglesworth's first name is. And so he was born, and he, you know, he had friends there in Pigonia. And again, it just gives his whole story. And what it also tells you what he did, that the queen knighted him, and he became Sir Pigglesworth. So that's just what I call the backstory, okay? And then 5, 6, 7, and 8 are standalone books.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Have to read book 4 to figure out what Sir Pigglesworth's real name is, or first name is.
Okay, well, I'm not going to give it away.
I know, you can't give it away. It's a good way to get people hooked on the series. I like that.
Exactly. I never have told anybody what his name is. You have to read the book to find out.
There you go.
Oh, man.
So okay, what's the biggest... I'm sorry?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I have two questions.
What's the biggest challenge that you faced in writing the book series?
Okay, well, you know, there have been a lot of, as an author, I'm sure you know this too, there are always little challenges that come up. But I'd say my first big one was finding an illustrator. That was my first challenge. I hired many people because I liked what was in their portfolio, but when I explained what I wanted, they didn't do it. So I also spent a lot of money because they didn't do what I wanted, but they did the job, so I had to pay them. And then I was blessed. It was like a blessing, you know, that just dropped on me to find David. So that was my first challenge. And in between, there were a lot of other little challenges, but one of the biggest challenges I can remember right now is book 8 is Sir Pigglesworth's Adventures in Pigeon Forge. And we know that Pigeon Forge is Dolly Parton world. Okay, that's where she has everything going on there. Well, so Sir Pigglesworth, when he goes to each place he goes to each of the venues that are in that town, things, you know, that kids would go and do. And everything there, a lot of things there have to do with Dolly Parton. And, gee, there's a little thing called copyright. You're not allowed to just put her name out there, okay? And so I knew that, having had a challenge in book 2. I knew that I just couldn't go around saying, you know, Dolly Parton this, Dolly Parton that. And so it took, let me see, from the day I started, reached out for the very first time, took 8 months. Me to get approval to use Dolly Parton's name in the book and to mention by name all her venues then, like Dollywood, Dolly Stampede, all the venues that she has there in Pigeon Forge. 8 months, Pamela. I mean, it was a lot. I was making phone calls continuously, sending emails, but finally we went to Pigeon Forge. And which wasn't the first time we'd been there. We have a timeshare there, so we'd been there, you know, a bunch of times before. But I went to the Dolly's offices, where her staff, you know, runs things there. And this guy named David told me no. He said, we can't allow you to use it. And I said, no, I have waited. It's been 7 months that I've been doing this, I said. And I'm not giving up. I'm not one to say, okay, and just walk away. Because I can't do this book without mentioning Dolly Parton, okay? Because so much of that is about her. And so I went up the line even further. And finally, I got hold of Ted, who is Dolly Parton's, he's the managing founder of the Dolly Parton Foundation. And he told me I could do it. And you have, I can't even begin to tell you the excitement, the happy dance I did when he agreed to let me do that. And the next time we were in Pigeon Forge after that, and I already had the book written and published, and I brought a bunch of copies with me there to give to him. And, oh, man, I just hugged the heck out of him. I was so excited to meet him.
Oh, that's cool. You got to meet him.
8 months. Oh, listen, I wanted to meet Dolly, but he said, it's probably not going to happen. And I said, okay. But I really wanted to. It would have been nice, right?
Right.
But, yeah, that didn't happen. And that's okay. I'm okay with that.
Did you tell him to give Dolly a copy of the book?
Oh, I gave her a copy of the book. I gave her a whole set of books.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, he assured me that Dolly would get them, and I'm like, okay. Now, I don't know that she ever did. I never heard anything, but I'm just hoping that she did and that she liked it. Okay. Anyway, so that was probably my second biggest challenge after finding my illustrator.
Have you ever hit the wall like I have? I've hit writer's block walls many times. Have you ever stumbled across something that you just had to kind of walk away from for a while?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I walked away from one of my books. Well, not so much because I had writer's block, even though I do get that on occasion. But I walked away from one of them because it was Sir Pigglesworth's Adventures in Washington, D.C., and I had some great stories there because there are some awesome things for kids to do in Washington, D.C. But then, I decided to walk away from that one. It wasn't the time 4 years ago to do that. And so it's still on the back burner. I mean, I could put it out there at some point, but I'm going to hold off for a while.
I can understand that.
Yeah, it was the right thing to do for that. I had no problem walking away from that one.
Yeah, sometimes I just have to step away from it for a couple of weeks to just get the idea going again before the writer's block will leave me. But I've done the tabling it for several years or more, too. So this series sounds absolutely incredible. Has it won any awards?
Oh, yes. I've won several awards. Now, my books are also available in Spanish. And so my Spanish books have also won awards. And there's a Texas Authors Association. And I've won first place awards through them. I've won a couple of Pinnacle Book Awards. I won first place in the Royal Dragonfly Awards. I don't know if you have you heard of that.
I don't know much about it.
Yeah, it's through Story Monsters Inc. There's a magazine that comes out every month called Story Monsters Inc. And it highlights artists and authors, children's authors, and other adult book authors also. And at the time I only had six books out, so all six of them won first place. So I was very, very proud of that one.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I've won several other awards too. I just, my mind, when I started writing them down, my mind did a blank. I just couldn't think of anything else without digging around in there, and I didn't have the time to do that. But yes, Sir Pigglesworth has won awards, and he's very proud of himself. As am I.
That's for sure. So what is your favorite thing about being an author?
Again, it's kind of hard to pick a thing or two, but I did come up with two of them here that I wanted to talk about. One of them is traveling. One of my favorite things about being Sir Pigglesworth's author is the traveling I get to do, because every book is in a different city, and some of them, like he's in Bermuda, he's in Cozumel, he's in Pigeon Forge, he's all around, and I get to go to each of those places because in part of my research, I have to go there and find things for kids to do. fun things, you know, that I think for people's work will have a good time doing. So traveling and doing the research is one of my favorite things. But my absolute favorite thing is getting invited to schools and churches and libraries to talk to the kids. I love talking to the kids. I read them the story, and then we get to talk, and they ask all kinds of awesome questions. These kids are great with some of their questions. They absolutely are. And, like, I've been asked who my favorite author is. And, oh, one of the things that threw me, because I never thought about it before, one little girl asked me, when is Sir Pigglesworth's birthday? And I looked at her and I went, May 12th, because that's mine. It's the only thing I could think of. So I just love talking to the kids. They're just, kids are pretty awesome, aren't they? They absolutely are. They're like little humans. And they just come up with the best questions. One girl asked me one time, are you famous? And I said, well, if you Google me on the internet, my name comes up and you can read about me. Well, you're famous in my book, she said. That made me feel so good. It was the first time I thought about being famous.
That's great. So where can people find out more about you and your books?
Okay, so Pigglesworth has a website, and it's www.sirpigglesworth.com. So that's SIRPIGGLESWORTH.com. If you want to make it real easy on yourself, you can put SIRPW.com, and it'll forward to Sir Pigglesworth.
Wow, that's a great shortcut.
Yeah, I tell everybody that. I want them to know that, you know, the main one, because that's probably what's going to come up when they put in Sir PW. And so you can read all about my books there. You can even click on the book, and you can read the first 19 pages of each of the books. And that'll give you a good idea. You know, by then, you've seen the pictures, you've seen the beginning of the story, and you have an idea if this is a book you want to purchase for your child.
Absolutely. And you were telling me you were doing, off the air, you were doing a great special this upcoming weekend. What was that again?
Yes, I am. And this is what I'm calling Buy Four, Get Four. And so my complete set of 8 books comes in a really cute, strong, sturdy box. And that set on Amazon sells for $79.95. Well, with this special Buy Four, Get Four, it's for $35.80, and that is a purchase of 4 books, and then you get 4 books free. So that's pretty much half price.
You get the whole series of 8 books for under $40. That's incredible.
Under $40. Yeah. I will sign book 1 to anybody. There's a little dialogue box that you can put in and say, you know, please sign this to my child and give me the child's name, and I will sign book 1 for them. And this special is going to be starting this coming Sunday. Okay, so that is, let me look up the day. This coming Sunday is March the 28th, so it'll be starting then.
Okay.
So you can go there and get a good deal. And that is it. That price is also plus shipping, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I believe that still comes to under $40 with the shipping on it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's a good deal.
I bet you have lots of repeat customers that come back to you each time you're at local events or a book signing or schools.
Yes, I do. Yes, they come back to either get more books or to get the next book in the series. They're always asking me, you know, what's next? You know, what are you coming up, what's next? So which brings me to what's next. So book 9, so Pigglesworth's Adventures in Albuquerque. So we all know that Albuquerque is big for the balloon festival that they have in October. And so that's what this book is about. So Pigglesworth is, well, he certainly takes a balloon ride, which my husband and I did, and we absolutely loved it. It was such an experience to be way up there. And so Pigglesworth goes all around Albuquerque and, you know, gets into his usual little mischief. He's not a bad little boy. He's just mischievous. I call him the master of mischief and mayhem.
He's just a typical 5-year-old.
He's a typical 5-year-old. Like I said, they don't always follow the rules, for sure. So anyway, that is the next book that I'm working on now. And as a matter of fact, it's about finished. There's only a few more pages to go. But the first 30 pages have already gone to my illustrator, and he's working on them.
Wow, so, that's something.
Yeah, that's something to look forward to. I'm excited.
Do you have a targeted release date for it?
Well, we said summer 2021, but it will be more like the end of summer into early fall. So it'll
be
a little bit
longer. Right around the corner.
Yeah, it's going to be here before we know it. Like I said, the main thing still to come is my illustrator's working on them and doing his usual terrific job.
Do you give him, like, the general idea of what you want on each page, or does he read the story and run with it?
Well, he reads the story. I send him, like, if I send him 5 at a time, so I send him 5 pages, and then I number each page on a separate sheet or a separate page on the computer, and I tell him what I want the picture to be. Now, sometimes he goes with what I put there, but he is super, super creative, and he comes up with some pretty exciting things that I like even better than I can do. And so, yeah, I give him, you know, a guidance. You know, he needs to know where the story is going to go in order to do the pictures.
Right, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what's some advice you would give to aspiring children's book authors?
Okay, one of the first things I tell them when somebody asks me is to know your target audience. Some people say, well, I want to write a children's book, but I don't know what to do. Well, what do you want to, who do you want your audience to be? Do you want the younger kids, you know, the kids just holding books and just basically looking at pictures? Or do you want to go up to the, you know, like middle school age kids? There's a whole difference. So they need to know their target audience, and they need to write to them. They need to know the kids' age group. And I should tell them to read lots of children's books. That's what I did in the beginning. I bought and was given a whole bunch of children's books, and I read them. And I read different ages. You know, I read the board picture books on up to middle school to see, because I wasn't sure in the beginning myself who I would be targeting. I just knew that I wanted Sir Pigglesworth. I wanted him to be a mischievous little pig, and he was only going to be 5 years old, but what group was I targeting to? So it took me a little bit of time to figure that out. But I always tell everybody, aim high and don't give up till you get there.
That's great. And how did you know you want Sir Pigglesworth to only be 5 years old?
Well, that's just an age that I picked because, again, I love little kids. And 5 years old to me, when they're first starting school, of course, Sir Pigglesworth doesn't go to school. But that's just the perfect age. I think the kids that age have awesome imaginations. And in just, you know, I have grandkids that are that age. I know a bunch of people who have kids that are that age. And I just love them so much at that age. Of course, I love all kids at any age. But 5 always just seems to me to be the perfect age. And I have a couple of friends who teach kindergarten. And they always, and even though it's a little bit above their level, they invite me to their class to talk to the kids and, you know, read them the book and everything. And they're just awesome. They love Sir Pigglesworth. So I think it's because of my love for kids at that age that I settled on that age group.
That's awesome. That is a good age. It's a fun age. They're starting to develop their personalities and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I know I interrupted you. Did you have other advice for aspiring authors?
No, that's pretty much it. I mean, maybe I tell them to don't give up. I mean, don't ever think this is something you can't do, because I wrote my first Sir Pigglesworth book back in 2014, and I was 65 years old. So don't give up. It doesn't matter your age. You're never too old to do something different. I retired. I worked for 27 years at UT Southwestern, and I decided it was time to retire, even if, though if I hadn't become an author, I probably would have worked for a while longer. But I was getting too busy with Sir Pigglesworth to go to work every day. And so I retired and just never, ever gave it a thought that I was too old to do this. I don't think you're ever too old to do anything that you want to do.
That's right.
I mean, do you agree with that? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Start saying that, and you're not going to have much fun in this world.
Exactly. That's a fact.
Are you starting to pick up doing book signings and different things now that COVID is getting a little bit behind us?
No, I haven't gone looking for any. We used to go every single weekend. When my husband retired 3 years ago, every single weekend we would pack our car up with books and we'd go to events like trade shows every weekend all across the state of Texas. And but we haven't done that at all in, well, certainly not last summer, and we don't have any plans to do it this summer either. There are a couple of local events here in Mesquite area that I plan on doing, but pretty much, no, I'm not ready to get into that yet. Probably once school starts again in the next year, or in August, then I'll start accepting invitations and whatnot. I mean, I've had librarians tell me, do you like you to come, you know, if you feel comfortable, and I'm just not ready to do that yet.
Yeah, I understand. It's
yeah,
been a challenge for us, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It absolutely has. But I'm coming around to it, and I think I'm going to, you know, pick it up again.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Do you have a list of places that Sir Pigglesworth and you are going to visit in the future for future books?
Oh, yes, I do. I'm already planning ahead. Well, like I said, Sir Pigglesworth is English. So while book 9 is Albuquerque, book 10, I'm taking him home to London. And
okay.
Book 11, yeah. And then book 11, I want to do, and well, my plan at this point, I don't know if it's going to work out, is to take him on an African safari. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, my gosh. He could have so much fun on an African safari.
Could have a blast with all those animals, and he can get into so much trouble. But he could have a blast, and I'm not sure if I am up to that, but yeah, sure would like to. And then what I do when I'm talking to kids, I ask them, where would you like Sir Pigglesworth to go? What do you think would be, what have you done that you think Sir Pigglesworth could do? So kids give me ideas too.
So is that's there one that's like really common that they have given you over and over again?
Yeah, they all say, bring him to my school. I want him to come to my school and visit me. And I'm like, okay. Put that school in there. Or they say, like, I had a little girl who was from Argentina. So she said, you know, send him to Argentina, Buenos Aires. That's where I was born, she said. So they come up with some pretty cool things sometimes. Or Disney World. But it was such a nightmare to get Dolly Parton, you know, to be approved. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I can't even imagine having to go through and trying to get Walt Disney World's approval. So I don't think
it would take longer than 8 months.
Yeah. I don't think he'll be going to Disney World, unfortunately. He could have a blast there, but I don't see that happening.
Going to have to create your own amusement park in his hometown of Piggles World or something.
Oh, there you go. Now, that's a good idea, Pamela. Thank you. That would be awesome. Picklesworth Wood or something.
Yeah, that's a tongue twister.
Yeah. And then I could be asking kids, you know, what would Sir Picklesworth's park be like if he had his own amusement park? See, a lot of these kids have some great ideas. Absolutely. I have gone to, like, charter schools where I have given like a 2-hour writer's workshop, and usually it's for the older kids, the younger ones, you know, are too young for something like that. But it's like fifth and sixth grade. And some of these kids have a heck of an imagination. And they wrote some pretty cool stories, and I still have them. And so, yeah, that's something I could go through also and read them through again and, see what kind of ideas I can come up with that. And one of the other things that I love about being an author and getting to go visit in schools is that afterwards, every single class, the teachers always have the kids write me notes thanking me for coming and talking to them and how much they enjoyed, you know, Richard Pigglesworth's books and whatnot. And they draw some really cool pictures, and I just love those, and I have a bunch of those.
Aww.
Yeah, so that is something I find, I look forward to that. That's something I really look forward to.
And with the target age range of Sir Pigglesworth, you get to see every class in an elementary school.
Yes, I have, and I've done it. So I go from kindergarten up to fifth grade. And I've only done two or three fifth grade classes, and one of them was my grandson's. He wanted me to come. His teacher invited me. But generally, it's like first, second, third, and fourth are mainly the target age, you know, target groups that I know that are going to really like Sir Pigglesworth or have fun with him anyway. And so I have the little squeeze pigs that my pastor gave us one. I had ordered about 5,000 of them. And I give them out in schools when I go to the schools. I don't sell those, or not even when I go to my events, my trade shows. If they buy a set of books, they get a pig to go with it.
So, aww.
There's a lot of Sir Pigglesworths all around. And it's a little flying pig, so it has wings. It's really, really cute. Now, in my book, Sir Pigglesworth doesn't have wings, but his little character does.
Okay.
Which gave me the idea that he flies around the world.
Yeah. Another reason that he's royalty.
Yes. Sir Pigglesworth. So you have to get hold of book four. I can send you a copy of book four, okay? And that way there, you can see his backstory and find out his name, because I know kids really, really want to know that. They're always asking me that. Well, you got to read the book. I'm not going to tell you.
There you go.
Keep them in suspense.
That's right. So tell everyone again your website and the special on the book series that you have going on this weekend.
Okay, it's sirpigglesworth.com, or to make it easier, just do sirpw.com, and that'll direct you to the website. And it's buy four, get four. So the 8-book set. You buy four for $35.80, and you get all 8 of them. So you pay for four, you get four free. And so it's plus shipping. But either way, I believe that comes to under $40 for the complete 8-book set.
That is fantastic.
Go to my website, everybody.
It starts this Sunday?
Pardon me?
It starts this Sunday, you said?
It's going to start this Sunday, yes. My husband has to do his thing. He's a programmer, so he knows how to do all that. I don't, unfortunately.
That's awesome. You have your husband doing the website for you?
Yes, he works on the website. PW. I'm going to go to my website now. See, and if I put in Sir Pigglesworth comes up so everybody can see the full thing. And let's see, where's the part? Books. So you would have to go click on books. Click on the cover. And then if you click on the book cover on the books page, then you can see the first 19 pages of the book.
Okay.
And that way there, it will give everybody, like I said, a good idea of the illustrations and how fun they are. And if it's something that they think their child would like. But I can tell you, every child's going to like Sir Pigglesworth.
That's right. Pet pigs have become very popular.
Yes. Well, that's what I'm hoping for.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest tonight. I really enjoyed learning all about your book series. And Sir
Pigglesworth. Thank you for having me. I very much appreciate it, and I'm happy to talk about my little guy.
Was he sitting next to you listening tonight?
Yes, he is. He's sitting right here. I've been squeezing him.
All right. There you go.
I'm going to send you book four, and I'm going to send you one of the pigs, okay?
Oh, that okay. Well, thank you.
That way there you'll know what I'm talking about, and I'll connect with you on Facebook to get an address, okay?
Okay, sure. No problem.
Perfect.
Thank you again for being a guest on the show tonight, and thank everyone for listening on artistfirst.com. I will talk to you guys again on the fourth Monday of next month. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.